Conference Committee on House Bill 2491, Tuesday, June 22nd, 1999, 9 a.m., Hearing Room 343, Representative Bob Montgomery, Chair.
Conference Committee on House Bill 2491, it's June the 22nd, we have a quorum present. Janet, could you please bring us up to date on where we stand and why we're here?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. House Bill 2491, and you have at your place both the A and the B engrossed version, as well as the statement to the B engrossed version. Just like a staff member summary, 2491B does two separate and fairly unrelated things. First, it requires the Department of Transportation to establish two safety corridors as pilot projects to double the fines, similar to doubling fines in school zones and doubling fines in highway work zones, which is current law. The difference is that the judges would have discretion under House Bill 2491 to lower those fines if they thought that was appropriate. So that's a little bit of a difference from the highway work zones and highway school zones doubling fines. The two corridors would be chosen by the Department of Transportation, and the pilot would only extend through December 31st, 2001. The amendment that was added by the Senate is to define school zones and to keep the definition of when children are present for the purposes of the school zone speed limit law. Mr. Chair, that bill was also discussed in the House Transportation Committee formally, and I think that and was not passed by the House Transportation Committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We'll open for discussion. Any discussion?
Well, I will defend what we did. And
or do you want to?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Right now, it's up to a judge to define when children are present. And the people that testified said that if the children are present and they're playing and there is a fence between the road and the kids, if there's a fence there, that sometimes the judge, how they argued it in front of the judge, the woman said, was that, you know, and they talked themselves out of the ticket. And so the whole purpose was to give clarifying language of what it means when children are present. And it didn't seem like an evil thing to us. Seemed like a good idea to have it clear in the statute so each judge couldn't just interpret what they wanted. And it seemed safe for the children. What's your opposition to the language?
Yes, Representative Lehman.
Chairman, Senator Shannon raises, a very good point. The one thing that about this, we had this school zone bill the 97 session, and we adopted this language that's in the statute now. And then this session we came back and we started trying to amend it. And we spent, I'll bet you, three or four work sessions in 97 coming up with the language that we did, and not everybody was on it, but then we started to try to change it, and we just ran into people. Once you start really looking at it and playing with it, people come off and on the bill based on their interpretation of it. My view of it is that I want it as broad-based as possible, so that when you approach anything that looks like a school, your immediate thought is, I better slow down. And I'm operating much in favor of the kids rather than the driver of the cars. And I don't have a big problem if they go into court and a judge dismisses the ticket, because my guess is you've solved the problem already. If they've actually been cited and had to go to court because a police officer thought they were going too fast through a school zone, my guess is the next time through, they're not even going to take that chance about whether they're going to go to court and get off the ticket. They're going to slow down. So I would just as soon have it as broad and as vague as possible and operate on the assumption that police officers and judges will use discretion in doing so. I would would be surprised if a police officer would cite somebody when you have a kid behind a fence or, you know, something else that they couldn't possibly be at jeopardy unless they thought that person was driving too fast. I like it broad and vague.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that there's such ownership over there and that this is the way we did it and we don't want to undo it. But we didn't hear any of that, Representative Lehman. We heard not one negative testimony. When a kid is way on the other side of the playground and it's 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning and they get a ticket, they can go argue themselves out of it. And all this does is make it reasonable. And if you don't want to work together and make this a two-house process, then I don't know why we need to sit here any longer.
Chairman, I want to clarify that. I'm not saying that there's ownership over this and we did it right.
That's what you said.
No, I said that we spent a lot of time working
right
on this in two different sessions. The concern I've got is that we spent a lot of time on it. Mm-hmm. This session,
mm-hmm,
it broke down because we had four work sessions or so this session. Mm-hmm. It broke down because we couldn't come to consensus as the way to do it, to make a change, which says to me, if you can't get a lot of agreement to make a change, then we ought to leave it in place for a little while to see if, in fact, the existing statute's creating problems.
Who testified against the bill?
First of all, just a minute.
Okay.
We are talking of two different things here. First, we had House Bill 2491 before us. It established a certain safety corridor, and now the bill is to have another thing in it. So it's two different bills. We heard the one bill, and it didn't get out of our committee. We heard it twice, as a matter of fact, and it didn't get out of committee. Now we have before us the safety zone, which is a different issue, and so we decided to put this into it. That's what we're debating now. It didn't belong in this bill, I think, is some of the feeling of some of the committee. If, in fact, there's not enough votes to have that in there, then I guess we might as well just close the hearing and let the bill fly.
Because I think it's a two-house process. We heard testimony. I think it came out unanimous. We sent it over. You decide to kill our bill. If you don't want to work together, that's fine with me. I think it's a good bill. Absolutely nobody testified against it. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I guess if that's the case, there's further discussion. Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the Senate recede and the amendments adopted May 27th and repass the original bill.
Representative Hill moves. We get the motion in proper language. Senator received from the Senate amendments dated May 27th to repass the A. M. Gross bill. It's a motion before us. Is there any discussion?
Excuse me, we were talking. The motion is to remove the Senate amendment.
Yes.
Right, that we'll be back out. It's her constituent, and I'm going to stay with her. So if you don't want it, that's fine.
Okay, so is there any opposition?
Oh, I'm a no.
Okay, thank you.
You're a yes.
I'm a no.
I
think
make the necessary changes.
Okay.
Thank you. The bill is dead. We'll move on to the next bill.
All right. It is dead.